RadioInfluence.com.
This is the Cannabis Podcast, powered by Trulieve on Radio Influence. It's an inside look and the scientific facts in and around the world of medical cannabis. Now, here is your host, Ian Beckles.
Hello, everybody, and welcome back to the Cannabis Podcast. This is Ian Beckles hanging out here at Flavor of Tampa Bay in our Jimi Hendrix podcast room. And we talk a little cannabis today. Sometimes I have some people sitting in with me from Trulieve, or whether it be a doctor. Today it's just going to be me talking about the goings-on in cannabis around our country, around Florida, and really around the world, because it's a big deal. Today's actually a big deal because Canada actually is the first major country all countries are major, to legalize recreational marijuana use. So we're going to clap our hands and applaud Canada for doing something that should have been done eons ago. So things are changing in Canada. This is something that we have to change. And it's going to be that eventually. If you can fast forward to 20 years from now, I would see the world being that. But there's still money. There's still lobbyists. There's still power fighting against it. And that's pharmacy. We know it's big farm. Everybody knows that. But it's a big deal because Canada is the first. I happen to be Canadian born, so I'm very proud. And that's the future of cannabis in our world. First of all, let me give some love to Trulieve, who is our sponsor, title sponsor. If you guys have gone and seen a doctor and you have your medical marijuana card, you need to figure out where you're going to go. There's a lot of different choices, but to me, the only choice is Trulieve. Everything there is very professional, very clean, and they're the biggest dispensary in the area. So being the biggest doesn't make you the best, but they're the best as well. So go check out my people at Trulieve. So what Canada just did as of Wednesday morning, they basically announced, they're introduced legislation that they're also going to make it easier for Canadians who have been convicted or possessing small amounts of marijuana to also obtain a pardon. So it's not just they're easing up on the marijuana laws, they're easing up on stupid shit they've been doing for years, okay? And that needs to be a worldwide, statewide, nationwide sweep. Let the people out of jail that are in there for a small amount of marijuana. Come on. It's ridiculous. And what's going to happen in Canada and all across the country, they're going to have government-run stores, and you're going to be able to choose from, and this is the difference. When you talk about Trulieve and being in Florida, the rules are different. But in Canada now, you're going to be able to get or choose from pre-rolled joints, fresh or dried marijuana flowers, and that's something obviously you can't get at Trulieve. Although if you go to California, if you go to Portland, they're there with it. Fresh or dried marijuana flowers, cannabis oil, and now this is all the new federal law. And you got to figure, if it's government-owned and you're getting marijuana from a government-owned dispensary, you're going to get the good shit. I guarantee it. They're going to get the best growers, and they're going to have the best shit. And let me tell you, Trulieve has the best shit, because I've yet to attempt their flower, which you have to put in a volcano, and I don't really do the volcano thing, but from people that I've talked to before, they say that their marijuana is top-notch. What they're doing now is Trulieve, they're really a state licensed seed to sale cannabis company. Now, that's kind of like farm to table or farm to kitchen. They're seed to sale, so they're doing it from way, way at the beginning. They're growing it themselves. And the difference between what's happening in Canada, and once again, you can get the pre-rolled joints and the fresh and dried marijuana flowers, cannabis oil, and Trulieve, and everybody in Florida, we're just at the vaporizers, the ground flower for the vaporizer, which goes into the that little tin that they have. We have tinctures, topical creams, concentrates, and like somewhere like Trulieve, they'll have it in the store, obviously, and they'll deliver it as well, which is kind of nice. But you're seeing companies now getting out there and expanding and dabbling in marijuana and CBD, especially over here at Flavor of Tampa Bay. We're going to be selling this one product, CR World, that is really, it's a hemp infused product. And you know, I've been talking to people about hemp-infused CBD as opposed to cannabis CBD. They're totally different things, but they all have their uses. My buddy here, Brian from BTC Creations, they do wonderful work with wood. He has a dog, Zeus, that looks like he has hip dysplasia. You know, I had a boxer, and he looked like he had hip dysplasia as well. You know, it seems like his hips are maybe a little underdeveloped, and he limps a lot. And if he's laying down, he gets up and he can barely use his legs. I seen him give the CR World hemp infused products to his dog. You know, it's just a little biscuit. They love it. And I watched his dog go from dragging his legs to bouncing around the shop. So for anybody out there whose dogs suffer from inflammation, joint pain, they say it's actually good for if your dog trips out over fireworks or thunderstorms, it kind of calms them down. If they don't have great appetite, skin irritation, all those different things. So if you want your dog to get right and you're about, you know, the cannabis life, and once again, CBD is your friend. And we're going to be selling some of these products over here, CR World. You can actually check out what they do for you. You go to www.comecrworld.com. Comecrworld.com. You can check them out. If you want something for your dog, or you just show up at Flavor of Tampa Bay and pick your stuff up here. So I was talking about Trulieve earlier and how Canada just legalized their whole country. Good for you, Canada. And listen, Canada's not playing with cannabis. Canada actually Trulieve stocked listed in the Canadian Security Exchange. It's now traded in the United States, and it was actually bought by a Canadian company, Toronto-based Cheyenne Exploration. There used to be a mining company, and now Trulieve has become Trulieve Cannabis Core. So they're getting even bigger, and the company's led by Kim Rivers, who's a University of Florida law graduate. So nothing is slowing down with cannabis. It's ramping up. And what's happening is I'm seeing the state and I'm seeing our legislature start realizing that the money is still, the lobbyists are still thwarting some of the advancement of cannabis with technicalities and money. And what they're doing is they're saying as of October 19th that the state's going to have to start registering new medical cannabis operators or they're going to be held in contempt. And that's good because they've been really feasting on technicalities and restricting the number of cannabis companies out there. It's not helping us economically. It's not helping us, period. It's just stopping our growth. And when you talk about the growth of marijuana and CBD and all those kind of things going on, they're saying that by 2020, which is right around the corner, they're talking about it being a $1 billion industry. There's not a lot of $1 billion industries, especially in no companies that have been around for 3 years, okay? It's $1 billion. Think of what you can do with $1 billion statewide. When you're talking about teachers are ridiculously underpaid and schools, I go and talk to kids at schools and their cafeteria is not painted because there's no money. That kind of stuff's disgusting. And if you get $1 billion from cannabis, I'm sure you could do some wonderful things. Our roads can use some help as well. And when you talk about an industry where 3,000 new patients are approved to use marijuana every single week, 3,000 in our state. That's a big number. And that's not going to be slowing down anytime soon. So for those of you looking to invest in something, I was talking to somebody about it the other day. I don't know about the stock market thing to get into the cannabis industry, you know, as a dispensary or something. That's a long process. I don't know if it may be too late to get into this cannabis thing as far as stocks go. But you know what? I don't think it is. you know, I remember back when people were saying, go invest in some gold. It just keeps on going up. So this cannabis industry, it's so new, especially here in Florida, but there's no way that this thing's not going to continue to excel as they go forward. So I'm happy. Like, sometimes you look and you read some of these stories and they're negative, and it seems like everybody's still trying to hold down anybody trying to better themselves physically, mentally. And when you see a whole country legalize something that should have been legalized a long time ago, Bob Marley told us, I don't know how many years ago, to legalize it, a long, long time ago. And it's still, we're still fighting to legalize it in different places. So I think we took a step forward today. Once again, I'd like to congratulate Canada for being a pioneer and really showing us the future of our world. And I'm sure a lot of different companies and a lot of different countries are going to be mimicking Canada as we normally do, because Canadians are brilliant. You know how that goes. Anyways, I appreciate talking to you guys. If anybody ever wants to get in contact with me and discuss something via email, you can hit me up at ianbeckles@radioinfluence.com. Please follow me on all the social media platforms at Ian Beckles, I-A-N-B-E-C-K-L-E-S. And really, you're not going to read a lot of politics or anything like that. I really just post a lot of food stuff, some event stuff, and stuff that's fun. I also have a football podcast, In the Trenches. Flavor in the Year as well, been around for a long time, and A Flavor of Tampa Bay. So I'm podcast daddy now, if you know how that goes. I appreciate talking to you guys, and go out sometime this week and smoke something delicious. Peace out.
For more information on medical cannabis, make sure to visit Trulieve on Twitter at Trulieve or Trulieve.com. That's TRULIEVE.com. Also, make sure to follow Ian Beckles on Twitter at Ian Beckles. This has been the Cannabis Podcast, powered by Trulieve on Radio Influence.
This is the Landry Football with Chris Landry. Quick fix on Radio Influence.
Richard also asks, what are your thoughts on the Bucs firing of defense coordinator Mike Smith? Expected. We're at the point where when people are not responding, you begin to see some moves being made. They're not good defensively, and it's not all Mike. But look, when you are not generating any pressure, you have to find a way to do so. You're going to have to be aggressive. You're going to have to be blitz. You're going to have to do some things out of your comfort zone. And he wasn't able to do that and cost him his job. Is it going to make them better? Well, sometimes a new voice helps, but the Bucs are not and have not been a playoff caliber team. They're still not. I see that clearly on tape. I know it was a great start. And the first thing I said was, oh boy, these Bucs fans are going to really be excited about, hey, they can make a playoff run. They're not a playoff caliber team. They really are not. They're not that good defensively, and offensively they can't match Atlanta and the Saints in their own division, in my view.
Chris Landry brings you Landry Football every week on Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, TuneIn Radio, Google Play, and of course, RadioInfluence.com.